strands of fine slime brush the slope just above the water's edge. The sun burns. Red spreads across his cheeks, smudging the tip of his nose. He should be wearing a hat. Everyone knows that young children should wear hats or a high-factor sunscreen, but I couldn't find either this morning when the time came to be outside, in a hurry. We have enough food for a picnic, though. I had prepared it earlier this morning. The white loaf I'd unevenly sliced was a little stale, so I'd layered on extra cream cheese to compensate. We also have ready salted crisps, so when I smooth out the carrier bag to use as a tablecloth on the concrete tiles, I pull the triangles of bread apart and place some crisps inside before folding them back neatly. It is the wrong thing to do. He bursts into tears. I don't want crisps in my sandwich. Well, you should have said. His screams vibrate inside my ears. My stomach churns. I pull him from under his arms, away from the edge. I hastily pick out the crisps and drop them back into the foil packet. But that is wrong, too, because barely visible residues of pale cheese remain glued. I sit cross-legged opposite him. Have some grapes. He stops and stares. Half-formed tears pool in the corners of his swollen eyes. Our mother doesn't like him eating grapes if they aren't halved or quartered, in case he chokes. But I hadn't thought to pack a knife. I could bite them in half, but I don't like tasting anything sweet before my sandwich. Besides, our mother doesn't know a lot of what he gets up to, and seriously, eating a few grapes is way, way down the list of potential dangers I've saved him from. Have some, I repeat, my voice calmer than I feel. They're the purple ones, your favorite. I grip with my forefinger and thumb, easing grapes off their stems, and hand them to him. He clutches them in both hands and feeds himself one at a time, biting hard. Juice runs down his chin. Relief. The older he gets, the harder he is to placate. He is quick to assert himself and demand whatever he desires. I take a bite of my sandwich, crunching the crisps into the dough. A breeze so gentle, almost as though it knows it is unwelcome on such a glorious day, brushes my arms and legs, then dissipates. Stillness. More, please. He frowns. As I pull off more grapes, I wonder what my next-door neighbor is doing. She is 11, nearly a whole year older than me. Eating ice cream? Burying her feet beneath soft sand? I was invited to go along with her family to the beach today, but I have a responsibility in the form of a 4-year-old, so the answer was no. I inhale the strong smell of lavender. Nearby, bees hum. In the not-too-far distance, a lawnmower bursts into life. I swing round in case it is the head gardener, the one who always smiles at me and says I have a pretty face. Curving a hand above my eyes, I squint. I can just about make out a shadowy man in overalls, but his face is concealed by a denim bucket hat. I'm thirsty. There's no water. You'll have to have some of this. I snap open a can of lemonade. He is not allowed fizzy drinks or too much sugar. There are so many rules for him that sometimes I don't know whether to laugh or cry, to be glad that she cares, or just plain annoyed. I often feel like this, like I don't know how I'm supposed to feel in certain situations. He makes a face at the lemonade bubbles fizzing inside his mouth. He must be really thirsty as he hasn't made any fuss. He looks kind of cute with his scrunched-up face, and for a few seconds, I feel warm towards him. But then he drops the can. It clatters on its side, spraying cartwheeling liquid as it rolls down over the edge. It hits the water with a splash so slight, I barely hear it.